about to tell you sounds unbelievable, and I never thought these words would come from my mouth. But the American jihadist groups have taken hold in America in such a way that has caused and threatened the Israel summit that we were to hold in Dallas. The Israel summit has been canceled due to the immense security needs that were needed to secure a relatively small gathering of Christians and Jews to support Israel in Texas, of all places. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to recognize what we face. The radicals of Islam and the radical jihadist Americans that are posing a threat to the freedom that used to be in Dallas, Texas. We should all take note of the age we live
in. Oh, I'm taking note.
And if we really believe and the freedoms and the values of which America was founded, we must do something about it.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about it. And one of the things, friends, that we cannot do is sit back and ignore the precedence of this, as the great free state of Texas has been flooded with untold numbers of radical Islamic jihadists. And now it's actually shutting down Christian events in support of Israel, literally on American soil, and specifically in the great free state of Texas. Hello, friends. Troy Brewer coming at you strong. Welcome, guys, to a very special edition of the prophetic as we look at today's headlines, which are immense. There's something incredible has happened. And I'm not even in Texas right now. I am in Northwest Nevada, and I'm getting ready to go to Auburn, California, for this big dream event for the dream movie as we fight trafficking. And that's going to happen this weekend. I'll tell you more about that here in a minute. But joining me right now is my good friend Shay Wilbur, and she's there in the Open Door Studio. Hello, Shay.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Ladybug. I know that you and I were not planning on doing this today, but we have to. We have to, don't we?
Yeah, we have to. We have something crazy to talk about. And it's when stuff like this happens that, you know, and I knew you were on your vacation, so I was trying not to bug you, but I was so fired up this morning. And these are the times where I'm like, oh, we need Pastor Troy. So I was so glad when you called me and you're like, we got to go live. We got to do this. And we jumped into action because it is so important. It's more important now than ever for the body of believers to have leaders like you that are brave enough to take a stand for Israel, for what is right. And it's crazy when you see what is happening on our own soil in Texas, of all places. I mean, you would think in Texas, an Israel event would be able to get pulled off, you know, without getting shut down. You would just think in Texas, of all states, you know, it's not like this is happening in a state that is known to be super liberal. Like, it's our backyard. What the heck?
Well, not only that, not only is it, you know, the conservative bastion of Texas. I mean, there's some places that are more conservative than Texas in the United States, like South Dakota, I think is.
Yeah.
There's some amazing places that people really believe in the First and Second Amendment and believe in the Constitution of the United States. But with all that said, this was also with the help of the FBI,
yep,
with Homeland Security, with the full force of the United States government. And what has happened is everybody's like, nope, we can't guarantee anybody's safety. And this is only an event of, you know, between 600 and 1,000 yeah, people gathering together. It's a relatively small group of people, but there's so many jihadists in the state of Texas now. There is so many radical Muslims, and there's so many brainwashed Americans who have been defiled by the demons that possess them, and that was let loose upon the campuses in the United States of America and brainwashed our young people. There's so many of those that this event moved from one event to another event, which we're about to walk you through that, until finally it was agreed by everybody, somebody's liable to get killed. And this is too unsafe for Christians to openly stand with the nation of Israel in the great free state of Texas.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. And you know, and I believe we're going to have Luke Hilton on in a little bit, and he's one of the organizers of this event. But in their statement, they literally said that it had to get shut down due to American jihadists. Like, let that sink in, American jihadists. So when people say, oh, well, what's going on in the Middle East? Why do we care? We're Americans. We should care about America. America first, America first. Well, what do you, this is America first. They are on our soil. They are here. This is not a battle that's being just fought in the Middle East. They have infiltrated. They have been. The borders were open for 4 years. They were flooding the borders. And now we've got a big mess that we're trying to clean up. And this is part of the result of that. Right, Pastor?
That's right. So friends, here's what I want you to do. I want you to type in, we stand with the church, we stand with Israel. I want you to type in your stance there. And if you have not already shared this, please get this out there to all of your social media platforms. Share this, because I'm about to walk you through this. And then I'm going to tell you what the answer is, because there's a great call for bravery in the body of King Jesus. And you will not be able to be a part of the revival if you can't handle the riot. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm just so grateful for everybody joining me. So, guys, you're here on a very special broadcast here today. In about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by somebody who's been a big part of this event in the shutting down on it. But let's talk to Shea Wilbur, because, Shea, you know all about this. And let's just go through this, because I didn't even know about it. I'm on a semi-vacation, so a sabbatical. I'm doing a whole lot of conferences. I'm doing a conference this weekend. I'm doing a conference next week with Joseph Z. I'm doing a conference the week after that with Dave Bryan and with Laura Loomer. And in the midst of all that, I've also got a bunch of other stuff that I'm doing. But I'm also writing a book, and I'm just trying to have a different schedule throughout the month of June and spend a lot of time loving on my bride. And just, we needed some us time. And you know what? We just need to go visit some people that we haven't seen in a long time. And so my schedule is so immense. I was like, I want a completely different schedule. But in the midst of this, we have headlines, we have events. And I want you to know that you can count on us right here at odx.tv. You can count on us, and we will continue to address these things with a prophetic viewpoint. All right. So Shay, I didn't even know about this thing. And yeah. I get this Instagram feed, which is your Instagram, and you were throwing a wall-eyed fit.
I was.
And I'm like, what's she all mad about? I just talked to her yesterday. Like, what are you all upset about?
So tell
us what happened.
Yeah. So this event was happening in the Dallas area. And I actually knew about it because my dad was flying in from Philly to attend this event. And a bunch of our friends were taking part of it. Eric Steckelback, who's a huge friend of this house and a friend of yours, he was speaking at the event. Michelle Bachman, they had survivors from October 7th there. Knesset members from the Israeli government. They had people from our government, political figures. It was a big deal event. About 600 to 1,000 people were going to be a part of it. And it was going to be held in Dallas. Well, what happened was they started getting so many threats in the Dallas area, and it was kind of close to the airport. And because of all this heightened security, they were basically told, in order to ensure the security of that location, it was going to be like hundreds of thousands of dollars in security costs. So they're like, okay, well, that's crazy. That's too much.
It started off, if I can tell you this, I actually got some details. Yeah. It started off that they were required to have $14,000 worth of security. And then once they got all these death threats and they got all these bomb threats, they were told that they had to have over $600,000 of security that was going to cost this small ministry $600,000 to be able to be secure. It included people on the buildings. It included snipers, and because they are expecting something really bad to happen. Now, mind you, this is not Yemen. This is Texas. This is literally Dallas, Texas. All right, please.
No, you're right. And so they found another location that was outside of the city, and they were going to do it there. And again, they had, like we said, the FBI involved, SWAT teams, the Texas Rangers, the sheriff. I mean, they had so much support. And even so, the threat was so heightened. It was actually, they were actually calling for an attack to attack the event. The American jihadists had called to attack the event. Physically attack. And so it was so intense that they were told, listen, we really think you guys need to not do this event. And to have all of those players involved and to still have to shut it down, I mean, that says something as to the level of threat. You know, we talked to Jenny Donnelly just yesterday about what they had encountered when they were, you know, marching for life in Seattle. And, you know, they had people that were showing up and aggressors to that. And this seems like it was even a whole nother level to that. So it's crazy that this got shut down in our backyard.
So we literally watched this thing. You and I had a big discussion with our good friend, Jenny Donnelly. And, you know, she's been on national news because of the terrible, heinous events that happened with the attacks upon the Christians in Seattle. And then from there, the attacks that happened on the Christians in Hollywood, like, hey, wait a minute, you guys are not allowed to be out in public anymore. Y'all need to go back. And what was the term that they used during COVID? Secure, what is it called? Something in place.
That word, that phrase?
Okay. Well, anyway,
something in place.
Whatever. What is it?
Shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
Thanks,
like, no, y'all need to put your mask back on and y'all need to go shelter in place. We'll take it here. We will have the narrative of the media. We will have the ear of the government. We will have the narrative of the schools. Y'all need to go back and you better play it safe, because if you don't, it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad. Well, we sit and wonder, you know, all of us that, you know, are in the Southwest and all of us that are in, you know, different parts of America, we go, how can Seattle be so messed up that that can actually happen? And how can Hollywood be so messed up that that can happen? But you need to know this. When it's happening in Dallas, Texas, and even Texans cannot stand with the FBI, with SWAT team, with the Texas Rangers, because they are so mobilized and the death threats were so real. They're like, this is going to be nothing but an attack. They have literally, the American jihadists have called for an attack against you. They want you dead and they're coming after you. Well, then ministries have to get together and they have to go, well, number one, can we afford $600,000 for security? And this is part of their playbook, right? This is a big part of their playbook, is we will outprice you. So we are backed by, you know, Soros. We're backed by Black Lives Matter and the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they have. We have all these radical Antifa leftist agendas that hate Christianity. They hate Americans. They hate families. They hate Israel. They hate Jews. They hate Christians. And they are literally becoming successful at pushing us back into a shelter in place narrative. Well, we have to say not on our watch.
Yeah.
And we have to say, see, this isn't just about standing for Israel. This is about standing for us.
Yeah.
This isn't just about standing, you know, if you're a big time bacon eating Gentile, like this brother is, this is not just about, hey, there is an ethnic group on the earth called the Jews, and everywhere they go, people try to kill them. So we, as good people, we have to stand with them. This is also just not us saying, hey, we are Christians and we have a Bible that was stewarded by the Jewish people for thousands and thousands of years. Jesus, our Messiah, did not show up as a Texan. He showed up as a Jew. And then he came to the rest of us because he fulfilled the Jewish covenant first. And this is not just about protecting that. This is about, you need to hear me say this, guys. This is about, they want you. Whenever the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir got together and they put that song together 5 years ago, and it was called, We're Coming After Your Kids. And that black-eyed, demon-possessed young man got up there and he got all dramatic. And then all of them, they all joined it and they all sang, We're coming after your kids and there's nothing you can do about it. That was not just entertainment and drama. That is the agenda. And as Jenny Donnelly has told us, she asked God, what's it going to take for the body of Jesus to actually get up and do something? And she heard the Lord say to her, when they come after your kids, that's when it's going to happen. And guys, we're living in that day today. Wow. So the ministry, Shay, that this, the world famous ministry that was going to actually put it on, that moved from Dallas to Fort Worth, okay, and that's and all of you Fort Worth people, you're like, well, that's Dallas. It's a liberal bastion. It's just like Houston. It's just like San Antonio. It's just like Austin. There's a bunch of liberals there, you know. Dude, they tried to move it to Fort Worth, and it couldn't be done in Fort Worth, again, with the help of the FBI and the SWAT teams and all that. It couldn't do it because the threat was so huge.
Yep.
We actually are good friends with that ministry. We know the family very well. And man, I've got to give them the benefit of the doubt, because these guys do not back down. These guys are not scared. And for them to say, well, we're just not capable of doing it right now, that's because there's a lot more to this story than we even know about.
Yep. Yeah, Pastor. It really is crazy. And the thing is, I think the focus here really needs to be like that. We have this enemy. The focus needs to be on the enemy. I think the narrative wants to get twisted and wants us to focus on, well, this place, you know, didn't want to do it, or this place got it shut down. The reality is this is our enemy, and the threat was so great. Like you said, these people that we're going to put it on are no scaredy cats, just like we are, you know, and it was a very real threat. And if we don't recognize the enemy at play here, we are at a major risk. I mean, America cannot afford to ignore this. We can't afford to ignore this enemy. And because they are literally here in our backyard, in Fort Worth, Texas, in Dallas, it's crazy. And Luke Hilton, who's one of the organizers of the event, is going to be able to join us in just a moment. He was actually coming back. He was doing interviews now, like all morning. And I texted him. I was like, hey, Pastor Troy is going to be able to go live. Can you jump on and talk to us a little bit about it from their perspective? So Taylor, let me know. He said he's going to jump in. I sent him the link. So just let us know when he joins and we'll bring him in, Pastor.
Okay. So let me just say this. The thing that I want to get across to everybody is say this: you will miss the revival if you can't handle the riot in these last days. When Paul was with us, you know, it was either a riot or it was a revival everywhere that he went. And for those of us as Christians, we will miss the revival if we can't be brave and handle the riot. And what's going to happen is you and I are going to be accused of picking a fight when actually all we're doing is making a stand against the people that are picking a fight against us. And that's the fact, Jack. Now, they're going to have a narrative and they're going to have the power of the media in a way that we do not have. Yep. But man, we have the power of God Almighty with us, and we cannot dismiss that. And friends, I want to tell you, this is a day to be brave. And this is a day for us to celebrate when people are being brave. Now, when we have a tremendous loss, like what we had today, we need to recognize that and say, hey, we lost a battle, but we have not yet lost the war. Guys, joining me right now, I can see, is somebody, which I'm shocked, Brother Luke, that you were able to join us today. Thank you so much, and welcome to The Pulse.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, what a privilege. Now, I'm in a hotel in Western Nevada. I don't know what part of the world that you're in. Where are you? What part of the world are you in?
I'm just south of Dallas, Texas.
Okay, right on. Well, that's where Shay is. Shay is just south of Fort Worth, Texas. And so we're trying to tell everybody about this incredible event and what has happened and the precedent that it sets here in the state of Texas. Tell us about it. What happened?
Yeah, well, thank you again. So we had an Israel summit planned in Dallas, Texas for June 9th through 11th. That's this Monday night. And two things actually happened. First of all, the venue where we originally slated to have the event at a public convention center in the city of Arlington, Texas, the security levels became so high, the risk assessment and the analysis that was done as to the risk to the event was so high that there was a security level mandated that was impossible to work with. And this is, you know, it has nothing to do with law enforcement or the security in Texas. Or, you know, we had amazing cooperation and help and assistance from the governor's office, the attorney general, local PD, you know, law enforcement. They did everything they could, but ultimately we had to move to a different event. So that's the first part of the story. We found another venue outside of Dallas in a more rural area on a private, you know, facility. And lo and behold, the threats escalated even more to the point where the pro-Hamas, honestly, now I'm considering them American jihadis because there's no other way to coin that, you know, to no other way to say it, actually directly and indirectly threatens not only our organization, the event itself, but also the private facility, the private venue where we were, the second, you know, venue that we moved to. And ultimately 10 o'clock last night, we had to, we're not saying canceled, we're saying indefinitely postponing the Israel summit that was slated to be held in Texas next week, because we just came down to the wire. And after two venue changes, the security assessment was so high and the analysis that we just had to indefinitely postpone at the moment. So unfortunately, this is what it feels like. And it feels like if you're Jewish or you're a Christian and you want to publicly stand in support of Israel, it's next to impossible in America right now. And I know that sounds wild. Like, that almost sounds like something that would have been said in 1939 in Nazi Germany. But that's what it feels like at the moment, because if we can't publicly gather in the state of Texas, last year we nearly had our event canceled in Nashville, Tennessee. Again, Tennessee, Texas, these are places you would think it'd be a no-brainer that we could publicly stand with Israel, right? Obviously, this has a lot to do with the attack that left two Jews murdered in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. Now there's been another attack, a firebombing in Boulder, Colorado. I think people are very, in America, are very scared, you know, unfortunately, there is a growing movement of anti-Semitism, which is just a fancy word for Jew hatred, growing all over America. And unfortunately, it's just getting more and more difficult to be public and unified in our support of Israel.
Well, that's the point. The point is that they want us to be, you know, they want us all to shelter in place, go back to our cubbyholes, and let them handle all of the public narrative of absolutely everything. That's what they want. And man, bro, exactly. We have to be brave in these days, and we have to celebrate people that are brave. And yeah, I want to say this to you too, as beat up as you guys are today. I want to tell you two things. Number one, there's a big pot there. I promise you, you are not hated by everybody. You're not. We stand with you. That's truth. And that's number one. Number two, it's not only if you stand for the Jews in public, you're going to have a riot. It's this: if you're a Christian and you stand for families in public, there's a riot. It happened in Hollywood last week. It also happened in Seattle. Now, we didn't have people murdered the way that, you know, the Israelis are being slaughtered. We didn't have any of that, but it's that far away from it. It's the same people. It's the same hatred. It's the same exact thing, which means for all of us as Christians, we'd better recognize this is our fight. This is not just the fight of the Jewish people. This is the fight of freedom-loving, constitutional, loving and appreciating Christians who love our families, and we love freedom, and we love the truth. This is our fight, and we didn't ask for it. We're just trying to stand. We're not picking a fight. We have decided that we're going to stand against the people that are picking a fight against us. And that means we're going to get bad press. That means people are going to show up and they're going to be ugly. And we're going to have to figure out simple solutions to complicated issues and all of these things. Stand with each other. Do not blast each other over our disagreements, and actually stand for each other and with each other and be brave.
You're 100% right. And this is just a warning and a wake up call, I think, for America, because you're completely right. What I tell people is, when you're standing with Israel, it's not just about, are you pro Israel or are you America first? This is not what it's about, because the enemies of Israel are the same enemies of America. The enemies of Israel are the enemies of, you know, Christians and conservatives in America today. And honestly, this is a fight that we can fight together along with Israel and the Jewish people. America was founded on freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And those values very much feel like they're on the cusp of being taken away today. And I think it's important for us to, you know, pause and consider and make a decision. Are we going to stand? And I want to be clear too, by ultimately having to make the choice to postpone the Israel summit, which was set to be held here next week in Texas, this is not a defeat. It might feel like it right now, but the Israel summit will happen. It's just a question of when and where. And now more than ever, us and so many people all over America, because we've been flooded with calls and messages today, are determined that it's going to be bigger, it's going to be better, more people are going to gather together. It is a declaration of our support for Israel and standing with the Jewish people, but it's also a declaration of freedom. You know, we're standing in support of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. That's what we have to stand for. So it, you know, we want to be very clear. We're not stopping this fight. You know, we're continuing, and so many people are standing with us. I think we're all in this together, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian. The nation of Israel, by the nation of Israel holding back Iran from getting nuclear weapons, they're defending America. And I like to tell people, it's fine if you're America first. You know, I know there's a big movement now, because America first means you should be partnering with Israel, because Israel is holding back America's enemies just as much as they're holding back their own enemies. So this is something we're, you know, we're in together. It's not about whether you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel or America first. We're all in the same fight together.
Well, Brother Luke, I want you to know that I don't even know if you know anything about our ministry, but we rescue kids out of sexual trafficking all over the planet Earth. We've been doing that for 30 years. Freedom is a big deal to us. We are freedom fanatics. And our hearts beat for you guys. Our hearts are broken over the loss of this battle. But what's real is it's a big wake-up call. And this event will be the biggest thing ever. I promise you, I'm coming. I guarantee it. I'm coming.
Amen.
And I'm bringing my tribe. We'll be a part of that. And yeah, I promise you, I'm coming. There's a big part of Texas that was not represented in this mess that needs to be represented. And so there's a big part of the kingdom that needs to be represented that in fact was not. So Brother Luke, I know you're exhausted. I know it's been a tremendous day for you today, but you know what? I'm going to call it a win, man, that what the devil meant for evil, man, the Lord means for good. And I know that you know that. I just want you to hear it from another group of people and just tell you, man, we love you and we bless you and we're excited for you. And we're excited for this incredible opportunity and upgrade that's going to take place.
Hey, that means so much to us. It means the world to hear from, you know, you guys and so many people, I know your audience from all over the world, standing with Israel, standing with the Jewish people, standing with the, you know, freedom in America today. This is what it's about. So thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you again, Luke. I hope that you'll come back and visit us again. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
God bless you, brother. Thank you. Guys, yeah. Luke Hilton, there with us out of his busy schedule, being interviewed all day long to actually be with us today on The Pulse. What a big deal that is, man. Golly. So I think that you know why we have actually broken in now and why we're actually here on this. I don't know if Shay is still there in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, oh, yeah. Right on. Well, I was hoping you'd jump in there somehow, some way.
Well, I wanted to let you chat with him because I think, you know, I said it before, I just think it's so important for people and for pastors like you. There aren't enough pastors that are taking a stand, that are being brave and just standing up and boldly declaring the truth in this time. And so I wanted you to have that moment to talk with him. And I think that was super important. And we can have him on. I'm like, if he's in Texas, we got to get him here, like in the studio. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, if it's, you know, it's real simple, guys. If it's pro Jesus, if it's pro Israel, if it's pro freedom, if it's pro America, if it's pro family, if it is anti slavery, if it is anti racist, if it is anti lies and all that mess. You know what? We as the body of Jesus, we need to be together in that place. And not join the radicalization of the offended people that just blast everybody over everything that they don't agree with.
Yeah, I think it's people really, we keep saying like wake up call. And it's people need to realize that this is, that Americans are being radicalized. This is happening on our soil. And we cannot, as the body of Messiah, just idly stand by and just, you know, pray that things get better. That's a part of what we can do, but we need to be bold in this time. And that's a huge part of why I believe the Lord has brought my husband and I here to Texas and to this Open Door family. And I'm so proud to be a part of this Open Door family. And I'm so proud that I'm a part of a body of believers that are brave and that are unashamed and unafraid to stand on the word of God on many topics, but especially this one, because obviously, you know, this is like near and dear to my heart and I get really fired up about this. So I don't understand how people can read the same Bible and not be fired up about what's going on about Israel and what we are facing here as a nation. So I just want to thank you again, Pastor, for being the voice that you are. And in many ways, I think leading the charge and being an inspiration to hopefully many other pastors to join this fight in the same way you have.
Well, thank you. And I'm proud of you. And you know that I love you and you know that I love your family and I'm grateful for you. And I'm grateful. I feel very privileged to be connected to the people that I am, Jew and Gentile, and just go, wow. I will say this. And whenever we say we stand with Israel, and you can ask Shay knows this, my team knows this, when we say that we stand, okay, whenever we say something, hey, man, we stand against this, we're not just saying that. We demonstrated by actually doing it. Even this week in our Stand with Israel, we made a monster contribution this week in a time where we are trying to actually come up with $4 million to finish all of our rescue projects throughout the world and to fund all that. But it was a no-brainer. Let me get you back on the screen here. It was a no-brainer. If we have the opportunity to do this, then let's do this. And I would like to encourage everybody to get in the fight and join this. If this excites you and if you're happy we're doing this, then please join us. Please call the number, call 877-413-0888. And do like us and say, you know what? I'm not just going to support this with my mouth. I'm also going to support this with my financial giving in a tremendous way. We actually do that, don't we?
Yeah, we totally do. And, you know, when you say that we stand for freedom, we're big freedom people, and we are on the front lines in every way. So, you know, we're rescuing kids all over the globe every single day. We're standing with Israel. So sometimes I think people don't realize when they sow into this ministry, you're sowing into all of those things. You're helping us rescue kids. You're helping us send money to those that are on the front lines doing the work and standing for Israel. And you're helping support so many different things across the globe by standing with us. And so that's why we're always talking about all the different projects that we do, because we do so much.
Yeah. And guys, we're only one church. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not tens of thousands of people that gather together in a building. You know, that's not who we are. We're a tribe of people all over. And there's a small group of people that are making a tremendous difference all over the world. And if you are already supporting us, that's you. And if you're already standing with us, that is you. Yeah. Just even like locally, like whenever we say we stand for the poor, you know, for 35 years, we've had this food bank. And at the food bank, we use that as a hub to find people who need to be rescued, to find people who are about to lose their homes, to actually find widows and old folks and that are messed up and they need our help. This is from, you know, these are just recent pictures from my phone of the latest Open Door Food Bank outreach. And I just got the numbers today. Do you know that in the month of May, we gave away right around 200 and I think it was 260,000 pounds of food. Was that correct?
Let me pull up the number here. I mean, this is crazy, Pastor. When you sent me this, this is for just the month of May. And again, I like to stress this. We are not a mega church with like 15,000 members and a 4,000 seat sanctuary. We are not that, but what we do in the world is mega, because we have been saying yes to being the hands and feet of Jesus. You guys have been for 30 years. So in the past month, from the outbound, as far as what left our food bank, 264,000 pounds of food, almost $500,000 worth of food in 1 month from our food bank.
I think it went to 24 different outreaches.
21 distinct outbounds. Yeah. 21.
Yeah. So it went to 21 different outreaches, you know, and we give away that much. And what was the dollar amount worth of that food? If you bought that food in the store, how much would that food have cost?
That it was like $494,000.
Yeah. It was just under $500,000. That is one small sliver of the fight that we're fighting. And that is one small sliver, man. And man, if you are a part of Troy Brewer Ministries, I'm telling you right now, you're part of all this. So go to troybrewer.com. And click on the giving tab. If you'd like to give by mail and you're somebody like, no, you know what? Yeah, I think I'll do that. Well, you can send it to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Yep.
Or you can call the number. You can call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888. Folks are standing by right now. But hey, this fight for Israel and this fight for family that is causing so much violence and hatred against us, we'd better be able to stand in the midst of violence and hatred. We'd better. Now, the church has always said, oh, we will, when that day comes, we'll be so brave. That is, unless you're afraid you're going to get COVID, then one-third of all the churches in the United States completely shut down, never to open their doors again. One-third, a third of the stars fell in the United States during the time of COVID. That once they shut down, they will never reopen again. And you can't tell me that that's not part of the strategy. You can't tell me that that these jihadists and these global elitists And these nefarious people within all of our governments, they really believe that if they push hard enough, you and I will not push back. We will not stand. Jesus says, to him that overcomes, I will make a pillar in my Father's house and you shall go no more out. You will never leave the presence of the Lord again if you can overcome the day that you're in. So it's a big part of our responsibility, yep, Shay, for us to show people, hey, you see this? Don't back off. Man, stand. It's going to be tough and you're going to get blamed. You're going to be called a racist. You're going to be called a hater. You're going to be called all kinds of things. Just like those of us who stayed open during COVID.
Yep.
We were called everything. I mean, everything. We had protesters. We had political alliances form against us. Not only political, but religious. We're talking about Christian religious. Pastor Troy Brewer is unsafe. And safety is not his highest concern. He's reckless. Dude, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, not seek ye first your safety.
Yep.
And it doesn't say seek ye first your safety and everybody's approval, and then these other things will be added to you. It says seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And so, man, it's easy, man. We got to stand with Israel. We got to stand with family. We got to stand for freedom. And bada boom, bada bing.
I love that. We got to stand for Israel. We got to stand for family. We got to stand for freedom. That sums it up in such an awesome way. And when you talk about the churches that were shutting down, it's like, you just got to think, who were they trying to please? Like, whose opinion were they seeking? Whose counsel were they seeking? In a sense, it's like, we serve the healer. And I love that, you know, I wasn't here during COVID, but I would have been in the church during COVID had I been here. But I love that you guys opened it up and said, hey, if you need prayer, come to our healing tent. We got a healing tent. Come. Yeah,
that's right.
Come
that's
get exactly healing.
Right. Yeah. Not only did we not say stay out of the church if you're sick, we said, if you are sick, come here and let the elders pray for you, because that's what the word of God says. So yeah, we're either in or we're out. I'm not going to play a game, and I'm not going to be a part of everybody's drama, and I'm not going to be sucked up into all of those baloney narratives. And either this is real or it's not. And we're saying Jesus is alive. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And my friends, Jesus is coming back soon. He's coming back soon.
Yeah. So I just want to encourage everyone to just let this, I hope that this live stream, this broadcast, you know, again, we interrupted Pastor Troy on his vacation, but I'm so glad that he jumped on here, and let this, I hope this stirs people up. I hope this kind of lights a fire, an extra fire in your belly, as it did to me this morning, as it clearly did to Pastor Troy as well, to just be vigilant, be aware, and be unashamed and unafraid to take a stand in a time that matters, which is right now. You were here for such a time as this. You were given your voice for such a time as this, your platform, no matter how big or small. You have a sphere of influence wherever you are, wherever That's you right. live. So use it. Don't take that lightly. God right. put you here. He put you here watching this live stream for a reason, and use it. Don't just watch this and be moved. Be mobilized.
Mm. All right. Well, friends, this coming Saturday at Open Door Church, guys, are at the Open Door Food Bank, we're going to be giving away more than 100,000 pounds of food, and we're going to be giving it away to between 3,000 and 4,000 people that's going to show up there. Come out and help us be the hands and feet of King Jesus, and help us love on people and pray for people and encourage people who are hurting. If the body of Jesus doesn't stand up for hurting people, there's nobody else coming. On Sunday, Pastor Jerry is going to be preaching at Open Door Church and starting a brand new sermon series. And I want to encourage you guys to come out, bring your families, make a stand for Jesus. Let's gather together. Let's worship the Lord. Man, let's all get tuned into the Word of God, and then let's get activated so that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are doing the kingdom stuff. On this coming Saturday, I'm going to be in Auburn, California at the Dream Event. So the Dream Event is all about rescuing children. It is all about the movie that I actually get to be a part of. It's all about child rescue. And I'm actually one of the speakers. And I'm just so grateful to actually get to be one of the speakers. And it's going to be a wow. That's going to be Saturday. And I'll be easy to spot. I'll be the guy that looks like me. That's going to be me. Right on. So if you're there, man, once you come say hi to me and say, hey, I knew that you was going to be here, man. God bless you. And I'll say, God bless you. And so let's get together and let's join together, man. Let's stand for kids that are being trafficked, and let's do something about that. And so that's going to be Auburn this coming Saturday.
Yeah, and make sure you go, you say hi to Pastor Troy. We've seen a lot of our ODX family over the past few days as we've been promoting this, saying that they signed up. So I think you're going to see some familiar faces, or there's going to be some people there that definitely, you know, want to see you and are part of our ODX family. So that's cool.
Well, Shay, I want to say a great big thank you, man, for joining me on this impromptu. I want to say a great big thank you to everybody all over the world that's watching right now. Thank you for liking and sharing. Thank you. That's so important so that more people will see this. Please, 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 please like this and share this, and please comment on it as well. And Shay, I think I'll let you close us out, and I call you blessed. God bless you, lady.
All right, Pastor, you have a good afternoon. Go relax, continue relaxing with your bride. We love you. And thank you guys so much for joining us for this breaking news pulse. You know, I think the time was right. And so I'm glad that we were able to jump on, and I'm glad that our friends from the Israel guys were able to join us, and hopefully we can get him here in studio, Luke Hilton, sometime soon, because if he's just down the road, we got to get him here in person. But if you guys, again, want to get involved, want to sow into the work that we are doing around the world, that includes Standing with Israel, call 877-413-0888. We have people waiting to talk to you right now, waiting to pray with you, and just waiting to stand with you in any way that you need that. So don't hesitate to call the number on your screen or go to troybrewer.com. And of course, you can also send us snail mail, we call it, to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for this very special broadcast. And we're going to leave you with a little commercial that tells you a bit more about what we do. And until next time, guys, I call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. I will see you on Tuesday on The Pulse at 1 p.m.
Trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.